are the TNA Party. I'm Tracy.
I'm Amy.
And we are Plants.
Positivity.
And
a party.
That's kind of our favorite part.
Yeah, we do. We love it.
Party. And we have a really interesting show today. And I'm excited to announce our title. It is called Mastering Your Inner Poo.
Poopé. Jamie Tart.
Amy just got introduced to the
Ted Lasso
show.
Binged it.
Yeah.
She's all three seasons.
A little late to the party, but but I'm just so glad that she knows Ted Lasso and Jamie Tart. And
I love it because I also have my AFC Richmond t-shirt.
Yeah, you are a true fan. Yeah. I want a t-shirt.
Yeah.
And today happens to be Sunday, and it is, I don't know, it's like day two or three of the Masters. And so we're kind of playing off of that with the mastering. And poo, the inner poo is O-O-H. It's Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh.
Because, you know, if you're plant-based, you don't really need to master your
poo. You don't.
There's no problem there.
You master your poo all day.
But, you know, this is actually a really fun time of year. And I just noticed today how, like, trees all of a sudden just exploded. Like, did people actually watch them open up?
It's, I don't, like, know what happened.
You could actively watch them blossom. It was so fun driving home. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I see color.
The white and the pink.
Yes.
Everything is out. And the green grass.
And there's some
really
green grass coming through. And I just think people are all of a sudden, like, starting to get nicer because you're happier.
I hope so.
Because we're, like, springing into warmth and blossoming. And I think it just changes your vibration when you've got warm weather and color. And I'm happier.
Oh, I'm definitely happier.
I can feel the warmth, the warm air, and I love it.
Yeah, birds are singing every morning, and I love it. And then just all the types of birds are back, and it sounds so good. And I cannot wait for the warmer days when you wake up to the where it's really warm.
Oh, I know. I can't wait to sit on my patio and watch
drink
people
the coffee.
Walk their
dogs. Yeah, I like that. So,
well, and guess what, Aim?
Huh?
We have a sponsor.
Who do we have?
Well, you might recognize her name.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Patty Stickler.
Woohoo! We love Patty Stickler.
Mama P. Also known as Ma. In the shows, when I say sorry, Ma.
Sometimes she's Mama Patty. Sometimes she's Mama Stickler, depending on the mood.
Your formality.
Mm-hmm.
Or Mama Sticky.
Sticky.
With an I. So Patty Stickler is sponsoring. She is an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And her brand is Your Art Is In Your Heart.
Mm-hmm.
She absolutely loves color. And she, aside from Mama G, she is our next biggest fan.
Yes.
And thank you so much, Ma. We love you. Thank you for the support. And she really wants to remind everyone just how they can be an artist in their everyday life.
How?
Because, you know, so often we're like, I'm not an artist. I can't paint anything. Well, yes, you can do it through even just, like, putting flowers in your kitchen and, you know, making
arranging them,
making them look pretty. Decorating your house is artist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's artistry. And you're being creative with, how do I express myself in my home? When you're cooking, when you're making a meal, that's art. And when you're putting, when you're like, ooh, this needs a little bit of red, you're putting splashes of color into your life and into your nutrients. Eat the rainbow. And
but not Skittles.
Oh, not Skittles?
It's just sugar.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. But, I mean, once in a while is okay, but not all the time.
I like vegan gummy bears. That's not sugar.
Not at all.
Vegan gummy bears. Mama G's okay with that one.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, my mom will always encourage people to just, like, do a splash of painting. You're really getting into your artistry again. And to not, and Mama G likes to paint too? Oh, well, see, and you can, you don't have to be a perfectionist about it. You can just get out there and swoosh on canvas and release your emotions and have fun with it. And I know my sister-in-law, Chelsea Glantz, always encourages that. She's with Rise and Shine Arts. And I'm the perfectionist who's like, no, I can't do it. I'm going to embarrass myself.
Well, the key is you have to keep doing it. You have to keep drawing. You have to keep painting. And no one just walks up and paints a, you know, Picasso.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to keep doing it. And if you love it, just do it. Just pull the pens, paper, whatever.
Yeah, it's like, it's a therapy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It really
and
is.
And my mom is a self-taught artist. I mean, she started when she was like 50 years old. And God, she sold, I feel like it's like 1,000 art pieces in the last 20 some mm-hmm. years. And it's just been one of her greatest accomplishments and her biggest joys. And she loves knowing that she's bringing joy to other people's homes. Mm-hmm. And it was a really fun, you know, second life chapter surprise.
No, I love it. I think it's so wonderful to be creative, whatever your medium is, and just start small and keep working. And if you find that you don't like it, then whatever, because the community has, excuse me. Sorry.
I thought you were going to burp over
there. I could. The community has great, the senior center or, you know, the Fort Collins Community Center has a lot of type things. The Fort Collins Public Media. This is an art form.
This right here. I was going to say, this is actually my artistry. Mm-hmm. This is expressing our creativity in the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's really nice to try new things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it too.
Yeah. So thanks. Thanks, Patty Stickler.
Ma, we love you.
We love you. Thank you so much for your support. Mm-hmm. So maybe we should just jump into what in tarnation is this deliciousness that we're drinking? Hey, Amy, what are we drinking?
Well, it ain't Bartles and James. Thank
Cheers.
You for your support.
Cheers to that.
Well, thank you to Lindsay, who owed me a bottle of Crown.
She's giving you several bottles of Crown.
Well, you know, Buffalo Bills versus the Dolphins, and
that's a good bet to have.
Go Bills! And so, she has blessed me with a lot of bottles of, or the Dolphins have blessed me with a lot of bottles
Poor
of Crown.
Dolphins.
I know. Hey, they're up and coming, so it's a good game between the Bills and the Dolphins. Usually,
but thank you, Lindsay. This is
yeah. So we bet against our teams, and I won. The Bills won against the Dolphins in their division twice this year, so I got the crown. And, oh, thank you to Nicole Swallen for letting me know about the Blackberry Crown Royal that came out.
Brand spanking new, right off the shelves.
It is, and they are making a ton of it. I sent her a text like, please make more. Please tell your CEOs to make more of this. Really, really good. So we came up with a name because the Masters is today.
For all of you golf fans
yeah.
out there.
So I'm like, okay. You know, came up with this drink. We're calling it the Blackberry Raspberry Parody.
And that's P-A-R-I-T-Y.
P, not parody, parody. So Crown Royal, Black Raspberry, and Arnold Palmer. Because one of the recipes on the Crown box was to mix it with lemonade. Mm-hmm. So I thought, mm-hmm. why not have an Arnold Palmer?
Yeah.
With it. So it's really good. I'm surprised.
This will be so great on a hot summer day. Mm-hmm. I guess it's called the 19th hole as well, mm-hmm. if you're golfing.
Yes.
And I noticed like the iced tea that you used, it gives it kind of a smokiness. Mm-hmm. So it's not like a crazy sweet drink. It's almost like there's some, what's that? Smoky tequila.
Oh, mezcal.
It's almost like mm-hmm. there's some mezcal in there.
Yeah, so I really like it. And then so making a mocktail of this, figured using, I couldn't find any blackberry syrup, but I'm sure I can find some on Amazon. But locally, I found raspberry syrup and mixed that with the Ritual whiskey. And then
Ritual whiskey, as my mother would say.
And then the Arnold Palmer. So that would be the one that.
How is it, Mama G? Delicious. Ooh, she used the word delicious.
Delicious. I thought it was really good. So I thought these are wonderful flavors to throw together. And I'll just put up the recipe that I used.
Well, and also I'd say shout out to Ritual for their whiskey because you brought it over to our place the other night,
oh,
Mama
rum.
G. For Oh, that was really...
We were the Rambang.
Okay,
gang.
Shout out to Ritual Rum. Why is that harder to say?
It is hard to say.
The Ritual Rum. Because you did like a rum and ginger, and you really like that one.
Oh, and I have the tequila, the Ritual Tequila at the house too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have that, but it's in the back, and it's not getting used because I have tequila in front of it.
I know.
Two bottles.
We have that too.
Of tequila in front of it.
So yeah. So anyway, it's really, really good. And I was excited to try this. My husband, I had it with Coke the other night. And so it was delicious and for a whiskey and Coke.
Well, and I have Crown salted caramel at home. And that's really good.
The peach is good. The apple's good. The golden apple is out, but it's, I think, like $250 a bottle.
What?
I don't know why. But.
Well, golden apple.
Yeah, I don't know.
Apparently
maybe there's golden,
fancy
like Goldschlager. I don't know. But yeah, for a nice summer drink when people come over. And I'm sure I can make something else with it, but I'll figure it out. And in the meantime, we had these delicious little appetizers
little
in front of us. So, Tracy, what you eating?
Well, I have to give a shout out to BFF Karen Oxley for bringing these over for our Easter brunch. And they are just so adorable. So, you know, many of us grew up not being plant-based. And so my mom would always make deviled eggs, you know, for holidays. And that was a starchy napkin.
It is.
But my mom would make deviled eggs. And, I mean, you know, it's funny how we're like, sulfur. But... I love that
so
we can
better.
Have these now. Yes.
Yeah.
So much better. Like, did not come out of a squatting chicken, and anyone can eat this and enjoy it. And it's simple ingredients. Oh, shout out to Isa Chandra Moskowitz. I always want to make sure I say her name right. This cookbook, you guys, I know you can be like, I have a million cookbooks. Well, if you don't have this one, I highly recommend it. It's called the Super Fun Times Holiday Cookbook. I kid you not, she has a recipe for every holiday. Like, she probably has a recipe for like the Masters, because there's like Super Bowl Sunday, cooking. She hits it all, and they're so creative. And this one, it's so easy. Just like a bag of gold potatoes, So the key, I'd say the key ingredient in here is the Himalayan black salt.
Yeah, I love that.
AKA Kala Namak. This salt comes from mines of India, Nepal, and there's a couple other Himalayan locations. But I think it's interesting because it was first used in Ayurvedic medicine.
Oh, nice.
And it's a digestive agent, and it increases your bile production in your liver. So one, you can eat these and actually maybe feel pretty good. And two, you can take these to a party. Everyone can have three or four. And hey, guess what? You don't have to drive home with the windows down, because everybody is like, oh, those are kicking in. Nope. Not with these.
No, they're delicious.
Not with these.
They actually taste like a deviled egg.
Well, and
funny.
There's lemon juice, cashews. So cashews are like part of the filling along with the potatoes. So that kind of gives you that heartiness. You've got fresh dill, and I highly recommend just like chopping up that fresh dill and putting it all over the top of it.
More dill.
Turmeric, paprika. And if I had olives with pimentos, I would use those.
Oh, that'd be pretty.
But I had the olives that I can't pronounce. The Castro Verano.
Calamana?
Castro Verano. They're fancy, the little green olives. Yeah, the Castro ones.
Fidel?
No.
Oh. They're not from Cuba.
And I sprinkled some more of the black salt on top. I got a little fancy. I put a little sprinkle of, what's the other fancy salt I have? Truffle.
Ooh, truffle
Did
salt.
A little truffle salt sprinkle. Oh, and then I think there's some black pepper in there too. But seriously, like not that many ingredients and easy to make. And you're just going to be a hit at a party.
The potatoes are soft. They're, you know, they're so well cooked. How'd you cook them?
I baked them.
Okay.
And I am a great example of not being like assuming I know the recipe, but not like seriously, like the first step I did wrong. And she's like, drizzle with olive oil over the sliced potatoes. And I was like, oh, okay. So I put my thumb over I am now, you guys, if you ever get locally made olive oil,
oh yeah,
you're ruined. Like in a good way. Like I will not go back and get regular olive oil. I love this olive oil.
Yeah, we have a great company downtown.
Fort Collins. Mm-hmm. So I just put my thumb over and I like sprinkled it all over. No, it's like one tablespoon for the whole, for the whole gal thing of potatoes. And I probably used I think I used a little too much olive oil, but you just bake them in the oven. You just bake them in the oven and then flip them over and scoop them out. If you have like a ice cream or a melon ball.
Yeah.
It's so easy. So easy. And it looks fancy. Karen's, I think, looked a lot better than mine.
We just have to experiment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But highly, you guys, highly recommend.
Yeah. I really, everyone's really like make this. These. So good. Yeah. So yeah. Well done, Sticky.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Karen and everybody who put this together.
Thank you, Isa.
Yeah. Very, very good.
She's a great chef. Mm-hmm. So, you know, moving right along with good stuff. Hey, Amy. Why don't you tell me something else that's good?
Well, we just had the eclipse. And that was so awesome. I mean, we didn't get to see it. We saw a partial eclipse here in Colorado. The path of totality was just really just stretched across the U.S. So much of it. And what I love the best is that so many people were excited about it. So many people. And people traveled and got together and really just enjoyed this, 6 minutes of joy.
I kept running out with my customers. I was at work during the time. I'm like, can I go look? Can I go look? And I didn't see anything, but Adam's a welder. So he used his welding helmet and he got to watch the
and
whole
we have
thing.
The glasses. Cool. We have the glasses from the last time from 2017, we went into Wyoming. And so Jerry was at work and you know, I at home that day was my day off. And so I'm up, I'm like, this is so cool. It just got slightly dim, I would say.
Yeah.
But it was really cool to see. And then unfortunately, we were going to go back east for the eclipse to back home to the Buffalo Rochester area. But I just had this feeling like, God, there's no guarantee. It's usually overcast. What are we going to do? Yeah, that was overcast.
Oh,
so
no.
They got nothing. They got a little sliver in that area. Some places got it, but some places weren't overcast, but oh my gosh, what a heartbreak for them, you know, to be in.
Yeah, it's not till like another, 20 years that we're going to
in the U.S.
have it in the
U.S. I mean,
US.
It happens every 18 months or something like that. So I guess Spain, Portugal, Iceland for the next one. But yeah, it was just nice to see the whole nation brought together in this joy. And some people were like, well, I don't get it. It's just kind of fun. You know, I don't know that we have to get it, but just to enjoy it and to have this experience. And
I think it's also like, it's that one moment where you're like, whoa, we're on a little ball called Earth and there's a sun and there's a moon
and how much like, rely it
makes
on the sun.
It makes you acknowledge just like how little we are and we're in this big space and things are actually lining up for this one moment. And it's science, you know, it's cool.
And how bad it would be if we didn't have the sun. You know, just those little things. And obviously I know nothing about this, but it's really, really fun to experience. I really like
that. That's also kind of like how the dinosaurs died, right? Sun was blocked from all the dust.
The Big Bang.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm going to take a bite of my tater.
Yeah. It's really good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You should wash that down.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It's so weird how that black salt is just so like... sulfury, and that one time that you're like, sulfur.
Yeah, a little bit. I can smell it actually.
Yeah.
I use a black salt when we make a pomegranate margarita. That's really? The time I use black salt. Yeah, I have it in the bar downstairs. So I really, really like the flavor of it with the pomegranate margarita, the lime juice and everything.
Fascinating.
So. Mm-hmm. Very good. But you had something good too. What do you want to share?
Yeah, today being the 14th of June is... Today, I'm sorry, today, the 14th of June. Today's the 14th of April.
Yeah.
And I am officially at the 2-month mark of my wedding.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's very exciting.
We love it. It's very exciting.
Yeah. So we will, basically at this hour, yeah, in 2 months, we'll be at our dinner rehearsal. We will have already practiced getting married. I'm so new. I'm so new to marriage.
It's this, your first
this
one.
This is my first rodeo. And I'm perfectly okay with that.
Yeah.
And it's Adam's first marriage. Rodeo. It's Adam's first rodeo. And so it's, I'm just like diving into learning about planning your wedding. And the weddings that I've been to have been just, you know, very simple. So you've been a big help to me. BFF Karen has been a big help to me. And I've also been watching YouTube. And I just want to say, like, for if there's anyone out there who is planning your wedding or you're about to, or you if you find out someone who gets engaged, Jamie Wolfer is on YouTube and she's a wedding planner and she has like a master group where, you know, you can pay monthly, but she has so many free videos out there and lists that you can download and she's entertaining. And so I really appreciated her, and The Knot. You can make your own website at theknot.com. People can RSVP there.
You cannot.
Oh.
We had a long day at work.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And you very kindly gave me a wedding planner from The Knot. Mm-hmm. And it's got all sorts of fun tabs and colors and it's beautiful. So that's a great gift to someone if you know that they're going to be planning their wedding.
It's a step-by-step guide.
And you can really,
you know, just get kind of what expected. It's expected for a wedding.
Yeah.
You know, gives you all the tips and tricks and, you know, the timelines and how to envision your wedding and what to do.
Yeah, and you get to make it your own, mm-hmm. of course. But there's so many of those little things that you just don't think about, or the timing of when to do things. It's been really helpful.
Yeah, so you don't forget to do something and have that moment. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you've got it nailed. You've got the dress. You've got
check.
Venue.
Check.
Ceremony site.
Check.
Rings.
Check.
Food.
Check.
Yeah, reception.
Taco bar.
Taco bar. Reception site. And you got your photographer?
That would be you.
That'd be me. And then you have your DJ.
Yes.
And your officiant.
Yeah, Adam's childhood friend, mm-hmm. which he actually he just emailed me on my way, and I can't wait to read his,
awesome.
His script. It's
and
in my email.
As long as you have your marriage license and a pen to sign it to say after I do,
yeah,
you're good. That's all you need.
You know, I was thinking of that. I was like, I need to find a nice pen because if I have mm-hmm. one and it's like Sam's Rugs, you know, or like a tire, like discount tire. I want to sign my marriage license with a pretty pen.
With a big feather, like 4-foot feather, like a big peacock feather.
I'm sure Amazon is something. Yeah. And another really fun thing is that we are going to Italy for a wedding
awesome.
As well.
Woo-hoo.
So what a wild year this is. Adam's BFF, Nick and Bryn are doing a little destination wedding in Florence. No, I'm sorry, Tuscany. And we didn't think we could make it, but now we're going to make it thanks to his brother, who's a pilot. Thank you, Tyler. We love you. And Adam has not been outside of like Canada or Mexico. And so this is going to be a really cool experience for him to see Italy. And even though it's going to be a whirlwind for us, but oh my gosh, to be a part of their special day.
Tuscany, right?
Tuscany. Mm, yeah. And you know,
September.
We'll be talking about it for years and years and years to come. And we won't be like, wish I was there. Sorry.
You should take a photographer.
I'll put a note in.
Okay.
So that's a lot of fun stuff that's happening.
Yeah. We like to have things to look forward to. So yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So yeah, I don't know if we want to go into our ideas of,
yeah.
you know, the Tao of Pu and things like that. So
yeah, you've had a conversation that you've been wanting to bring up.
Yeah, a little bit. So, you know, the eclipse brought us together, but we know how Facebook brings us together too. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. And
Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever, you know, whatever you're on, our nose is in a phone pretty much.
Yeah. And we're looking and we're
sorry. I was going in for the egg. I mean the tater.
The tater.
The devilish tater. Did I say it's called devilish potatoes?
Devilish potatoes.
It's devilish potatoes.
Yeah. And so those devil taters will get you every time. But yeah, so how we interact on some sort of post on Facebook. And sometimes we have knee-jerk reactions and we shoot from the hip when we're not supposed to. We get all riled up. Something has triggered our ego and we gotta go post. And then we're just, you know, I can think it was that angry cat in the keyboard.
Or you can see how where other people did and people are just going back and forth yelling at each other.
Well, that was me.
And they'll tag them.
No. And we're tagging each other. And so I just, this guy, I was on a Three's Company fan page, right? And somebody was talking about how Jack
just triggers everyone.
Oh God, you know how Lana was always after Jack, and that we knew somebody had said, "Well, Jack was a player, and he would have hit that." And I'm like, "Ha, that's funny." And then some lady put on there, "Well, I don't think that's appropriate to say he'd hit that." And then it was like, "Oh yeah, maybe she's right." And someone had commented, like, this one guy, his name is Kevin, and he had commented something, and I was like, "I don't know, Kevin, you know," and he and I were going back and forth. And we were getting kind of heated with each other, and he's a comedian, and I believe his name is Kevin Smith, and he was just kind of saying, like, you know, this is a comedy site, don't take it so literally, and, you know, ease up, essentially. But I was just kind of saying, like, well, gosh, you know, the other point is your brain starts going off and you're like, we're going to heat our stance, right? We're going to stand tall with our position. And it was like, well, what if you had a daughter and what are you bringing my daughter into this for? And I'm like, I don't even know if you have a daughter, you know, like I'm just saying, like, you wouldn't want someone saying they'd hit it, right? We're raising our daughter to be, you know, have a good sense of humor. And he and I are going back and forth. And then I had to take a step back and go, am I the asshole here? And I was like, I kind of am. And I realized that I just say, I'm sorry. And be like, cause a couple of people were like, well, should we tap it? And I thought that was funny. It's like, gosh, you know, I have a good sense of humor. And I was just like, yeah, I'm kind of being an a-hole here. And I thought it was funny at first. And I thought maybe it's not, maybe it shouldn't be funny, but maybe it's too much like, what triggered me to actually go that far with it? Right. And so I apologized. I said, oh my God, I'm sorry to the original poster. If you're seeing this between me and Kevin, and I'm sorry to Kevin. I'm like, I am so sorry. And, I said, I'm sure you're a good guy. And I said, I bet if we were sitting at a bar, I said, I wish I knew you in real life, because I bet you if we were at a bar discussing this, we'd be having a drink and laughing about, you know, that we're going at it like this, like, no, I'm right. And then it's like, and we made up, and I love that part of it. And, so
that was very humble.
Right. And we have to stay humble, I think, you know, and so it's okay to say you're sorry. It's okay to look at things differently. And the one thing that, you know, like on vegan sites too, there's a lot of back and forth. Like if somebody who wants to eat meat, for some reason they see
like
some
trolls.
Yeah, they just want to go to a vegan site and then call out liars. And sometimes I'm just like, come on, you know, it's like if a vegan went to a meat eater site, they're going to attack that person. Why are you feeling so attacked by vegans? Mm-hmm. And I don't understand that. It was just like, you don't, you know, you just hit X, don't get involved if it's not your group of people. And, but have a good conversation. And what is, you know, we have to find common ground when sharing perspectives.
Yeah.
And the one thing that we all seem to do because we're behind a keyboard rather than being face to face is we are right fighting. Mm-hmm. And we are going to say, I am right no matter what. And you know, when a person,
and it's like people just love making other, you know, it's like you think you're like making them feel dumb and look bad.
Right, you're wrong, and I'm going to prove to you why I'm right and you're wrong. And how about we say, thank you for your perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, I have something to think about versus, well, how about this? And you should do this. And it's like, come on, you know, this, it's, it all boils down to right fighting when you are placing a higher value on being right than anything else.
Yeah.
You know, driven by the pride. And
and that's where social media can just completely turn your day around. Mm-hmm. You know, you go on there to hopefully like find something interesting and inspiring or funny, and you leave just like feeling like a knot ball.
Right. Exactly.
You know, and you're so angry.
Yeah.
We fired up.
We don't have to be so angry at each other and just be like, okay, you know, or just don't engage. Just be like, ugh, not even worth it to my psyche to, to do this, because you're never going to win, because it's not about winning. You're never going to, win that person over in that moment. Usually.
Sometimes you guys did.
We did. Kevin and I did. And thank you, Kevin. I mean, really, I hope he's listening to this, because I really wanted to friend him. But I'm like, would that be weird? So, because I thought, this guy is actually cool. And I'm sorry that I was the a-hole about it. And why I was so triggered, I don't know, because I have a good sense of humor.
Well, but I think you were also, you know, looking at other people's perspectives.
And I was.
You didn't want to offend people. And so you were having an interesting conversation, but someone just came in and they had their perspective. You know, everyone's going to have like 8 different perspectives of one topic. So,
and we have
you can't.
Yeah. Honor the perspective all, yeah. though, you know, honor people's perspectives and not be so, like I'm going to have the last word no matter what.
Right.
And, you know, interrupt someone, or especially if you are face to face and refuse to back down. Nobody needs to have their own way. It's just, it would be lovely if Facebook could actually be in that place where we're all like, oh yeah, thank you for that perspective. Yeah. I'm so glad you thought of that. And didn't think about that. You don't always have to,
that might solve
prove
the world
a point.
Problems.
I know. And it's like, we're not trying to, some people want to prove people wrong, and I get that, you know, but, and then the person who instigated, you know, might be, and again, this isn't Kevin, want to spin it around like with narcissism and ego and make it this way because they're going to demonstrate why they're right.
It's just like if you're in a room and there's a conversation you don't want to be a part of, you just turn around.
Yep.
About face, walk
you
out.
Say, oh, I forgot to do this, you know, and turn around, walk away and be like, you know, you don't always have to. But I also think that there's a way to do it. And sometimes we don't know. And that one thing I said, I put on this argument was, I am so sorry because I don't think you understood my tone, and we can't understand each other's tone.
Oh,
and
that's written, text messaging written, as
yes,
well.
Yes, absolutely. And that's why we have the emojis and the emojis and things like that to make it like winky or ha ha.
I'm the like cross-eyed tongue out one. Like,
yeah, like, I use that one a lot too. I'm like, that one. I just know that, you know, I don't know what's driven, and some people grew up in that environment where they had parents or grandparents who are right fighters, and and you learn what you are brought up with too. And hopefully as we evolve, that we can become more, we don't always have to respond to something. Just say, that's an interesting perspective. Thank you very much. And move on.
Yeah.
You know, absorb it and take it in, and maybe you will find something else, or somebody might give you information.
And
it,
you know,
to
if
look
you
it
hit
up
the
too.
Back button, you're going to be like, oh dear God, what was I just lost?
I know.
What hole was I sucked into?
Oh my God, that's exactly how I felt. Like, oh my
God.
You're like,
that was 10 minutes of my life.
That I was.
I don't even know this guy.
An a-hole. You know? And they admitted that they were wrong too. Like, oh my gosh, I didn't see your hypothetical what if. And I was like, oh my gosh, we'd be laughing about this if we were in person, and probably hugging it out and being like, I am so sorry. And we need more of that too. So I think we need more of not responding, but if we do and we end up being like, ugh, this didn't go the direction I thought it was.
I'm a tart.
Yeah, to back off a little bit and do things that are good for our soul. So with that, Tracy, let's talk about more about the Tao of Poo-Pei.
Yes, let's go. That was such the best scene Poop-ay. I had to rewind that over and over and over. Adam was like, oh my, you really think that's funny, babe?
It is funny. There's I think so there's like a gif about it too. Poop-ay.
We're 14 also. Like, you know, poop is always funny to us.
It is.
So now we're just going to go a little bit inward.
Yeah.
Bring it down a notch. And so my mom's really awesome. She's given us some great books, and you know, maybe it takes me 20 years to be like, that was a really good book. Thanks, mm-hmm. mom. But this one was The Tao of Poo. And
were you holding it up to your brain going,
osmosis.
Oh, I have to read it. Oh, okay.
Well, actually, to be honest, I audiobooked it. So. And it's a little book. It's really cute. It's written in 1982 by Benjamin Hoff. And he just really wanted to bring, you know, kind of like a Tao for Dummies to the world, just to find a really creative, easy way to educate people on what that of Tao, the philosophy of Taoism is. And so it's Taoism is really about living without a preconceived ideas of how life should be. And, you know, I often talk about like the path of least resistance. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of teachers out there just educating on how to make life so much easier if you're not swimming upstream and mm-hmm. fighting and just follow that path of least resistance. You know, I mean,
and right fighting.
Yeah. And I know it can be easier said than done, but it's mm-hmm. a practice.
It is.
It's got to be a daily practice. And so, I grew up with Winnie the Pooh, who doesn't love Pooh Bear, you know?
Right.
And I think it's just so cute how, like with Christopher Robin, he'd always be like, "You, oh, silly old bear." Well, Pooh, that silly old bear actually like had life figured out according to this book, because so there's an ancient Chinese concept called Wu Wei, and that's effortless action, essentially. And so, I mean, that's kind of just like living, you know, living in the path of least resistance, doing things naturally and not trying to like try so hard, or you don't have to be like super witty and clever about it. You don't have to fight your way to figure things out. It's effortless action, which oftentimes Pooh Bear does. And mm-hmm. he's like the one who is solving a problem when like rabbits freaking out and running around and yelling out orders, and you know, then little Piglet is like freaking out and just like hiding in holes and, you know, doesn't know what to do. And then Pooh is like, he's just does this simple, cute thing where he's like, well, that might be a good idea, and solves it. And I love it. And so it's also, instead of Wu Wei, Pooh Bear calls it the Pooh Wei.
We like Pooh Wei.
Yeah.
And we like Eeyore too. Don't forget Eeyore.
Well,
funny, because he was so sad,
that.
And then they make him happy.
So Eeyore he's an example of how he gets in his own way for happiness. Mm-hmm. And he loses his inability to hear his inner voice and his wisdom because he's always complaining.
Yeah.
You know, and I do, like, my heart is for Eeyore,
I know, don't, it just makes you want to go, Eeyore.
I know, you just want to hug the guy.
You got your cute little pink bow on your tail.
I know.
Where's your tail?
And so, you know, if you think about it, we all have aspects of every character in ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so we've got to find our inner poo. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it was really interesting how there's also a Wu Wei martial arts.
Oh.
And so, you know, it's not like that tough fighting. It's like this really tough, it's a top school in China. Wow. I think I'd love to learn more about it. And if you have some time to listen to the Tao of Pooh, it's less than 3 hours, and it's just so sweet. And there's moments of aha and things that you can process for yourself. And interesting. So pu is living the Tao, because there's also a Chinese word pu, P-U.
Poupée.
Pu. Minus the pe.
Sorry, I love poo, lasso.
Poo is essentially, like in the story, in the book, they call it the uncarved block. And poo is the poo. it's unworked wood in Chinese. And so that essentially stands for like simplicity and having pure potential.
Hmm.
An uncarved block of wood has pure potential. But it's already all in there. And so it's a natural state of humanity for Taoism. And they're all about like living in harmony with nature.
Mm.
And then they follow the principle of, it's a law of unity, utilizing like the two opposite forces of yin and yang. So that's where, yeah, that's where those come from. So after listening to this book, I was like, well, that was good, but I'm not sure, like, I got it all. You know, I'm like, poo went over my head.
Sometimes. Watch out for, did the poo hit the fan?
There's a lot of poo puns in this segment.
I'm so sorry.
So I went into the YouTube hole, and they're actually like, you can then Google, you know, what is the Tao of Poo, or lessons from the Tao of Poo. And that's where I got a little, some more insight into it. Amy's crying. She can't focus on the seriousness of your inner poo.
You went down the poo hole?
Sorry.
We crack ourselves up. I'm so sorry.
Well, there's a lot of potential in that hole. I'll tell you. Okay. That was the chair. Did you hear that?
I did.
I'm going to try and continue to be somewhat serious.
Okay.
But here's Taoism. No, you can still laugh. It's okay. Taoism put into practice. So it's about having an empty mind. She's crying. I know where she's going to go with this. So you're driving along and you see a pretty bird on the lake, and the empty mind just sees the bird and appreciates it. The busy mind sees a bird and begins immediately trying to figure that out. Like, what type of bird is that? What's he doing here? Is it migration season? Where are the other birds? Does he have a family? What colors is he? Blah, blah, blah. And so I actually did that the other day as I was driving. I saw like some heron or something, and I was just like, that's a pretty bird. Pretty bird. And, you know, but that also rolls into like having no music in my car and having that quiet time, because we can be so trained to always have sound, always have something going in our lives, in our head. And I used to have that. I used to need to have music on all the freaking time, but now I really appreciate that quiet time. And it was awkward for a little bit to... Do you need me to wipe the tears? it took a little bit to get used to that peace and quiet. And, you know, I mean, that, of course, meditation, if you can do that. But even just driving in your car with silence, and it brings you to present of mind, so you're more aware. You're having conscious awareness of what's around you. You're operating a little bit better. So that can follow through in all areas of your life. And Taoists, you know, they just strive to help others and help the world. And, you know, they pray to their ancestors. And you don't have to be a Taoist in order to appreciate this book or going onto YouTube to learn a little bit more about it.
That's, so you drive to work without any sound?
Sometimes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, oftentimes I do. Yeah. If I'm not listening to a Marco Polo.
I see a lot of birds when I'm driving too, but they're the ones from the middle finger.
You're given the bird.
You're given the bird. No. My sister-in-law always jokes about that.
I'm a peaceful driver. I don't have
road
rage.
I get it and give it. So yeah, no, I don't. I have been using, thankful for my new vehicle, because I've been using the adaptive cruise so that I can just go and stop with the car ahead of me and not be so, you know, got to get somewhere. I'll just get there when I get there. So it's all good. So I've stopped being such a, I kind of like Mr. Wolf. I'd like to get where I need to go, you know, from Pulp Fiction, but I just don't, you know, worry about it too much anymore. And maybe we need to slow down.
Yeah. Cause when you're all tense and you're driving, like you're just, you're going to make weird decisions. And
if you're listening to music that isn't so peaceful, then yeah. So you're going to be, you know, all the way down the road. So,
and then you're going to get to your dinner date and your friend's going to be like, oh my God, I don't know if I want to eat dinner with her.
Yeah.
But actually, okay. So speaking of being in our car,
yeah,
this is a great segue for a new segment, that we will randomly have called Have You Ever?
Mm-hmm.
And, I had this happen to me the other day and I'm curious, have you ever been sitting in your car at a stoplight? You surprisingly burp so loud that you have to casually and nonchalantly look to the car to the left to make sure that they do not have their windows rolled down and are absolutely disgusted by you.
I think the trick is to look around and go, who did that? Or you take the stance of, that was a good one.
Give myself a 10.
Yeah.
No, but like,
I keep some cards in here. It's like 9.5.
I was like, you know, you just think it's just going to be a little bubble, but oh my God, I was so appalled by my own not emptiness. Like I blasted that belch and I'm trying to be this like classy, pretty girl.
And they heard you in Loveland.
Car next to me, like they, thank God they did have their window up, but they would have probably been telling the story at their lunch date. Like, do you know what I just experienced?
I don't know where it came from, but someone had the loudest burp in their car.
When you hear a burp from another car, that's a belch. That's a good one. So raise your hand if you've ever had that happen to you.
Yeah, I'm sure. I can raise my hand. Too, yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You just go, oh, you know, like, where did that come from?
So, you know, I mean, we try to keep it classy, you know, you and I.
We try.
But we're also the TNA party, and at work, we're always talking about, you know, have you evers and laughing about life's dumbness and awkwardness.
You immediately text me too, and you're like, oh my God, guess what I just did?
I was like, cry laughing. I just couldn't stop. And so, you know, I think we're here just to lighten the load a little bit.
Yeah, and just have fun. We have to laugh at ourselves, don't we?
You gotta
laugh at yourself and tell the stories so that we all know we're all human. I try to keep it classy too, but sometimes I just have to be 14 and laugh a little bit and cry a little bit because it is funny and can't take life too seriously sometimes. And there's a time to know when to have your manners, and there's a time to when to make sure laughter is the best road to take.
Yeah. Yeah. Make sure your windows are up.
Unless you had a burrito, then you make sure they're down.
So I kid you not, that same day when I was driving to before the belch, the guy next to me, we're sitting at a stoplight and I see his window come down a crack. I go,
Ooh.
He just tuned in.
He was just thinking himself out. Unless it was just really hot in his car.
No, it wasn't. It was not hot.
Oh.
It was like the morning.
Oh.
Crack in a window. Something bad's happening in that car. And then I was like waiting as we were driving away from the light. I was just like giggling, waiting to see the window go back up.
Good times.
Okay, so what did we learn today, Aim?
We learned that we are devilish. That we like Crown. We like the eclipse and all Tracy's good things that we have the next 6 months.
Watch out the last few weeks because I might be a little bonkers.
Yeah, and then we're going to stay humble, apologize, not right fight. And
we're going to look at our inner poo.
Look at our inner poo. That's why it's good to check your outer.
Check yourself.
Check your outer poo just in case. And then how do we want to approach interactions, whether we're in our cars, on the street, or on social media, or wherever we want to do it. So, stir the pot. How about not? You know, just let it go. Mm-hmm. You know, just bring in your inner poo and learn how to just
let it go.
Just watch Ted Lasso if you haven't watched it. So I highly recommend it.
Oh, yeah.
And I was so sad when it ended.
I think it's only on Apple, right?
Apple TV Plus, I think.
Yeah.
And we had a free 3-month trial. And
I was so sad when it was over.
I was too. I was like, well, no, I need more. I'm sorry. But I think there's going to be a spinoff of it. I'm not sure. But
Adam walked around the house grunting like Roy.
Yeah. We love Roy Kent. Yeah. And there's times for Roy Kent too. So, you know, a good, you know,
yeah. That's instead of writing it out, grunt it out.
Yeah. good, Jeff. So, yeah. Anyway, so yeah. So I think
Hannah. Waddingham. Ted Lasso. She's whispering to them. We're like, what?
What?
Oh, was that their team? What? The owner. Oh, God.
Oh,
we
yes.
love
Oh, my gosh. All the character. The
her.
Character development in Ted Lasso was outstanding.
That woman is beautiful.
She is.
Even in real life, she is.
Yeah. So we are. I
watched a YouTube with her and how she does her face regimen. Like, I just watched her wash her face with soap and it was awesome. She's beautiful.
Oh, yes. I love that.
Yes. She's a strong woman.
Okay. So we're gonna give a huge shout out to her for that. Yeah.
She can wear a dress.
Yeah, Jerry loved every outfit.
Damn,
and
Daniel.
He said, you would look good in that. And my husband's like, you look good in that. And I said,
aw.
Okay, let's go shopping. Because I loved every single outfit she had on. It was so good.
And her jackets.
Yes. Yeah. Scarves, jackets.
Yes.
Suits, everything.
Hannah? Was that her name? Hannah Waddingham. Oh, that's the actress's name.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So watch Ted Lasso. There's a lot of good lessons in there. Mm-hmm.
And you know, Ted Lasso also gives that same lesson of finding common grounds in diversity.
And reeling your ego back in.
Yeah.
And learning other perspectives and how to take a different path.
Be a goldfish.
The what?
Be a goldfish.
Yes. Be a goldfish. Yep. I love my t-shirt. So anyway, got to get one.
Yeah.
I believe it's the AFC Richmond Greyhounds.
Oh, it says Believe on it?
It says Believe on there. It says Ted Lasso. And it's really nice. So
we need TNA party t-shirts.
We do. We got to get some merch. So let's work on that. So anyway, thank you for listening. And we are so excited to working up to Tracy's wedding here. And we'll see if we can get some episodes out so that she can focus on her wedding, not on podcasting for a
month. It's okay. I love my podcasting.
Yeah, we
it
love
actually
it
helps me.
Yes.
Let it go. And I kind of want to end this podcast saying something that I think that silly old bear Pooh would say. I just want to wish you a woo-way kind of day.
Thank you. Thank you for that. That's lovely. And thank you, Mama Patty, for our sponsorship too. And Fort Collins Public Media for hosting us.
Thank you, Fort
Collins. We are so grateful. Thank you, Mama G, for being our producer and keeping us in line here, laughing with us.
Yeah, and thank you to all of you. Oh, I want to give a shout out to some, we've got some new listeners. It was even today. Christine and Jim from Wyoming.
Nice.
Are going to be listening to our podcast.
Oh, not them today at work. Yeah.
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 Great couple. Mm-hmm. And he's vegetarian. He's been going through a lot of cancer diagnosis over the last 4 years. Mm-hmm. And he's looking really good right now. And shout out to Melissa and Eric, a new vegan couple that I met at the store just recently. She actually watched our YouTube video.
We have more coming. So
I know,
they're queued up. We're going to keep going up here. But, and also my friend and customer, Anna Marie.
Nice.
So she was really interested in our podcast too. Talk to her on Friday. So,
yeah. So as you're listening, please just, I mean, I hate to be that girl, but if you hit subscribe, we want to be in your life at least once a month. You know, we're not asking for much, just once a month.
Reach out to us too. Yeah. You can on Spotify. You can reach out to us. So,
yeah, I need someone to at least try that voice memo, because I feel like I tried sending one to myself. I feel terrible if they're not coming in. We need to check on those. So, you can also find if you have sent us a voice memo, let us know on Instagram if you're on there that you did, just so we know to look out for it. There's often also surveys on the written aspect of each podcast where you can answer questions. So we want to be interactive with our listeners, but thank you for following us through this journey, and now you are journeying with us to master your inner poo.
Poop.
And so can you.
Poop.
Poop.
All right. Well, we will be back soon. Yeah. And thank you for everything. We will
see you in May.
Yeah. See you in May. May the 4th be with you.
May Day.
Cinco de Mayo.
Oh.
Yeah. It's coming up. So.
Margaritas.
Margaritas.
Woohoo.
See you later.
On that note, adios.
Okay. Bye.